What's it for you to work on?
Man, just get an extra chest up.
You done that after the game before?
Yep.
What did LeBron say to you when you went out there?
Nothing.
Do you feel like the team's hit a bit of a rut now, losses in three of the last four games?
Not at all.
You told me the other day you had a lot of good looks. You were just frustrated they weren't going down. You still feel that way? I mean, your numbers were decent tonight. It's not like you...
Well, I mean, it's good and good looks. You just got to knock them down for our team. I mean, it's frustrating, you know, for myself. You know, when I'm getting the looks that I want to get and they're either in and out or, you know, I'm just being lazy with my jump shot. But, you know, just got to figure it out. You know, tonight just getting extra shots up. That's what I needed to do, and I felt like I needed to do, and, you know, a couple of my teammates came out there.
Hey, Reed.
You shot nine shots, Kyrie. It doesn't seem like you were, you know, in the game. Why do you feel like you need extra shots?
I just felt that way.
First quarter, you guys came out, played well. What happened over the last three quarters?
I mean, they made adjustments. They called a, I think it was 15-13 on the first quarter. And then, you know, we ended the quarter off pretty well. And then going into that second quarter, they made adjustments. You know, they definitely, you know, they were slipping out of screens. They were making us rotate on the backside. You know, I lost Mac, I think, once or twice. And, you know, he got going. And then, you know, it was tough to come back. I mean, they were 12-18 going into halftime. I mean, you know, that's not necessarily giving ourselves a chance to win. We were still down by five. And they were shooting 70% from the field. But for us, we just got to, you know, go into film tomorrow, be ready to practice, and be ready to bounce back on Friday.
I called this one. He said this was embarrassing. LeBron said it wasn't, but that there was obviously stuff to work on. How do you react to a 29-point loss at home?
I mean, you know, it was definitely gonna be one of those games. It could have gone either way. I mean, you know, it could have been a really tough game, or they definitely came in with a bad taste in their mouth. I mean, we beat them pretty bad here, and then, you know, they came in with the mentality that, you know, they were gonna make adjustments and, you know, do whatever it took to win. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it embarrassing, but it's something that we can learn from. That's it.
What can you do to make sure that you do learn from this and it doesn't snowball?
Come out with a higher intensity, including myself, especially in the second quarter. You know, they were getting too many open looks, and, you know, then we put our starters back in. And, you know, we're not putting blame on one place either. But coming in the second quarter, I'm with that second unit. I just got to do a better job of pressuring the ball. And, you know, talking, being more communicative out there with the guys, you know, especially when Kevin and Brian are on the bench, we kind of got to withhold, you know, what we started in the first quarter. And, you know, we'll figure it out. But, you know, three out of the last four, I mean, it happens. It's part of the NBA season. It's part of growing as a team.
I just want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say lazy with your jump shot?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just a few inches to the left, a few inches to the right now. That's why, you know, just a little extra work never hurts. Just got to knock down the looks that I'm getting.
Have you or the coaches noticed anything that has changed in your form recently that's off or no?
All right, guys, let's not go deep into my jump shot and because I'm the basketball player and you guys just watch. And, you know what I'm saying, for me, it's very, you know, I'm just very meticulous when it comes to jump shooting. It's just, you know, the coaches can't really do anything. It's just got to come from me, just, you know, knocking down the open looks. And, you know, my teammates still have the trust in me to continue to give me the ball. But in order for us to be successful and part of our process of growing, I just got to knock down the open looks that I'm getting off the ball. And that's where it's coming from.